Hey everyone, it's Mary DeMuth at Pray Every Day, the show where we pray you through the scriptures verse by verse. And we've been walking through some relational verses based on the seven deadly friendships. And I'm so excited to be able to share this one with you today. Micah 2, 1 through 3 from the Holman Christian Standard Bible, the HCSB. And it says this: "Woe to those who dream up wickedness and prepare evil plans on their beds. At morning light, they accomplish it because the power is in their hands. They covet fields and seize them. They also take houses. They deprive a man of his home, a person of his inheritance. Therefore, the Lord says, I am now planning a disaster against this nation. You cannot free your necks from it. Then you will not walk so proudly because it will be an evil time." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you that you loved Israel enough to warn them, and you used the minor prophet Micah, to warn the nation of Israel about getting fat, about dreaming up wickedness on their bed. This is premeditated wickedness. This is the kind of wickedness that they spent time to plot and scheme, and then they had the wherewithal to wake up the next day and accomplish it. They would look at a piece of land and think, hey, I want that, and because I am in power, I can take it. And because I have all the power on my side, I can deprive a man of his home, and I can take or steal the inheritance that someone has worked their entire life for. Lord, this is a perfect picture of a predator. It is a perfect picture of someone who is abusing their power. And so, Lord, today I pray for those who have been victims of predators, victims of people who have been economically preying on others, victims of sexual predators or bosses at work who have said creepy things, people who have oppressed, people who have hurt or harmed. Maybe there's someone listening today who's in a marriage that they are being oppressed by a predator. They are being physically hurt. They are being emotionally wounded. And as I've read through the literature on domestic violence, I'm finding more and more that yes, the physical stuff is terrible and it's awful and very hard to heal from. But it's the emotional stuff that is even harder to walk away from, harder to heal from, all the lies that have been spoken over so many lives. And Lord, I just pray that you're the God of truth. Speak truth into our lives today. Help us to love ourselves as you love us, to love us enough to protect ourselves, to love us enough to set boundaries around ourselves, to love ourselves as if we are our own children, if that makes sense. Like, Lord, it's hard for me to understand why I should love myself, but when I look at my children and I see them and I just think, oh, I just love them so much. That is what you feel about us. Help us to internalize that today, to realize that we deserve to be treated well. We deserve to be treated kindly, and we can walk away from situations that are difficult. Lord, thank you that you are a God of justice. You say in your word, especially in this particular place, that you plan a disaster for those who oppress, and that they cannot get away with it forever. And even if they seemingly do get away with preying on others and hurting other people, even if they avoid jail time, even if they keep the high-powered job, even if they seem to keep their family together while they're intimidating and scaring their family, even if ultimately, Lord, they will not get away with it for eternity. You see all the hidden things. You see the secrets. You see the secrecy. You see the hiding. You unpeel it away. You peel away all the layers of secrecy, and it's all laid bare before your holy gaze. So Lord, thank you. Thank you that you are just, that you are a God of justice, and that you are going to take care of us. But meanwhile, those who are suffering right now, who are asking the questions, why, Lord, how come, how long? How long will I have to endure this? Lord, help us to lament, but help us to know that you're here, and I pray that you would intercede. You would intersect someone's life who is desperate, someone's life who is in need of rescue. Lord, you are our rescuer, and we beg and plead and ask that you would rescue us from those who oppress us. We trust you. We need you. Sometimes we're confused by you. Sometimes we don't understand why you don't act fast enough according to our timetable. But right here, we just surrender again and we entrust our lives to you. I pray this in Jesus' beautiful name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you have a specific prayer request that you'd like to share with me, you can email me directly at mary@marriedmuth.com, and I will write back a little prayer for you. I hope that this podcast has found you in a good place, and I pray that you know that you are deeply, deeply loved by your Father in heaven. Have a great day.